Ezekiel chapter 6. The word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face toward the mountains of Israel, and prophesy to them, and say, You mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, to the mountains, and to the hills, to the rivers, and to the valleys, Behold, I, even I, will bring a sword on you, and I will destroy your high places. Your altars shall become desolate, your incense altars shall be broken, and I will cast down your slain men before your idols. I will lay the dead bodies of the children of Israel before their idols, and I will scatter your bones around your altars. Why was God so against these high places? I think the idea was that they worshipped God at the temple in Jerusalem, but then they had these high places, typically up in the hills or mountains in some remote place where nobody saw, and there they had altars to their idols, and they would skip up there and go and do their sacrifice and their stuff to their idols, and then come back and go to the temple in Jerusalem and apparently worship God. So you see from that what God really doesn't like is when we think that we can worship him and yet secretly, with not many people watching, in the high places, up in the hills, up in the mountains, go and serve our idols. Well, of course, God sees and knows all things. And he asks us to totally love him. We cannot love him, serve him, and also have idols. And he particularly dislikes the idea that we can somehow do it in secret. That because nobody else sees me on earth, therefore God doesn't see me. This is a very common failing, and God is absolutely against it. And so you have a prophecy here against the high places, against the hills, and God is going to bring judgment upon them. In all your dwelling places, the cities will be laid waste, the high places shall be desolate, that your altars may be laid waste and made desolate, and your idols may be broken and cease, and your incense altars shall be cut down. Well, incense is a symbol of prayer. And of course, prayer should be to God. But the thing is, they were, as it were, praying to God, offering incense to God, the one true God, Yahweh, and yet also incense to the idols. So it can be in life we need help from someone or something bigger than us. And when crises arise, or when we simply realize, I need help in this schoolwork, in these exams, in this problem in my marriage, in this difficulty with my children, in this career decision, in this career, in this life. It doesn't matter how long it goes on for, this decision which old folks' home I should go into. We can't offer incense to the idols and also to God. We must realize that he is the one we turn to, and he is our strength, and the one who will resolve those issues. The slain will fall in the midst of you, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. Yet will I leave a remnant. You shall have some that escape the sword among the peoples when you shall be scattered through the nations. Those of you that escape will remember me among the nations where they shall be carried captive, because I have been broken with their lewd heart which has departed from me, and with their eyes which play the prostitute after their idols. Though God says, You broke my heart. This is Almighty God saying, I have been broken by your attitude of mind, by your heart, by the way you're always looking for other things apart from me, by the way that your body language is, your eyes are always looking at somebody else apart from me. And this is what we can do to God if that's how we are. They shall loathe themselves in their own sight for the evils which they have committed in all their abominations. Now, if that's how you've been, repent. And that means hating yourself in your own eyes for what you've done. But God wants you. Absolutely. And if you totally want him, everything's good. They shall know that I am Yahweh. I have not said in vain that I would do this evil to them. Thus says the Lord, Strike your hand and stamp with your foot and say, Alas, because of all the evil abominations of the house of Israel, They shall fall by the sword, the famine, and by the plague. Now, alas, God doesn't want this to happen. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He who is far off will die of the plague. He who is near will fall by the sword. He who remains and is besieged will die by the famine. Thus will I accomplish my wrath on them. You shall know that I am Yahweh, when their slain men shall be among their idols, around their altars, on every high hill, on all the tops of the mountains, and under every green tree, under every thick oak, the places where they offered pleasant aroma to all their idols. I will stretch out my hand on them, and make the land desolate and waste, from the wilderness toward Diblah, throughout all their habitations. They shall know that I am Yahweh. We often read that in Ezekiel, and they shall know that I am the Lord. And I think that the idea may be that when they are condemned, all too late, they recognize him. But it's too late. It's like in the parable of the Lord Jesus about the wise and foolish girls who ran out of oil. The foolish girls didn't bring any extra oil with them. They go off to buy some and they come back and knock on the door and it's too late. I don't know you. And so they desperately want to be in the kingdom, but it will be too late. And so it will be for those who are condemned, that they will come to know Yahweh, but too late. And this is a tragedy. And the point is, do it now. Know him now, rather than have to wait until that day when you're condemned and your one and only desire is to be in his kingdom, but it's too late. Have that desire now, when your one and only desire now should be to be in his kingdom.